you just talk us through what's happening now? Obviously, he's very distressed.
We don't know what's happening with him because he cannot tell us. He just been normal 5 minutes ago and he goes off now. And that's the mainly every day we've got like that. But a bit more longer for 2-3 hours.
Sylvie's trying to comfort him at the moment and she was just saying nothing seems to help.
Well, sometimes even if we carry him or play with him, that's not never stop. Sometimes we just gotta give him, we've got like a special medicine for him, the tablet, and if he's crying long, we gotta give him, because if he's crying 2-3 hours, after that fits can start again.
And then, you know, you've been travelling all over the UK as well, haven't you, for his treatment?
Well, we're travelling all over the Europe, basically, to find out some treatment for him. But so far, long as we know and long as doctors know, there is no 100% treatment for his disability, basically. They're trying to research that, but his illness is really, really difficult to treat it. What we can treat is so far is only epilepsy and leave us with blindness.
You were starting to explain this procedure in China. Just tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, he got them 6 injections, which cost 4,500 each. Doctor said there is no 100% guarantee then that can work, but each year you can come back for another stem cells treatment, but we just want to try it, basically. The doctor's saying there is not proper research yet, but we've got no choice now, and we just want to try it best for him. We gotta wait another couple of months, probably, for the raise enough money for the stem cells. If not, we just go to the bank and get the loan for that.
So you would actually, you know, try and get a loan from the bank for it as well?
Well, what he wants to do, he wants to put him on the right position on the future, and we just want him to see our faces